from West Virginia, they were the most vocal about not getting rid of the filibuster, and it shouldn't. And it's something that was, you know, that's there for a reason, because it empowers the minority, and otherwise you would just have the majority just run roughshod over everybody. And what the, you know, what the Democrats failed to tell you is, during the previous administration or the previous session, they used the filibuster themselves when, during the previous administration, when they didn't have the House and they didn't have the Senate and they didn't have the presidency, they used it themselves like some 300 odd times. So it's something where it cuts both ways. And quite frankly, thankfully we have it, because the voting rights bill would have been a disaster for us. It's everything that it would have cemented the Democrats' power, or the Democrats' election or electability over Republicans for the next generation or so, and it would be something that you couldn't really reverse. So, because everybody's talking about how it doesn't help, it would pretty much legalize ballot harvesting nationwide, voter ID out the window, and these are two things that, you know, especially the voter ID, it disenfranchises people who are legitimately able to vote. So it was the Voting Rights Act, totally bad. Hopefully it goes down in flames, and it gets scuttled to the point where it's not even brought to the floor on a vote on Monday.
What does this say, though? And again, you're running for the House, and some of this stuff is already in the Senate. But I'm just curious, what does this mean about the power of this president? His approval ratings are down to 33%. And by the way, Kamala Harris's approval ratings are even lower. What does this say about his ability to get anything done over the course of the next 3 years?
Well, thankfully, it means it's null. He's almost a lame duck president now. He's only in 10 months. And actually, that's the reason why I ran for Congress. When I saw him coming, I'm like, oh my God, things have gotten this bad. He's not going to be able to get anything done in the next 3 years of it. And again, thankfully, because everything he's done so far has been a disaster. And I'm not even saying it because I'm on the other side. I'm saying it because, I mean, it's obvious to everyone. His 33%, and that's after it's been adjusted for demographics that really break in favor of the Democrats. His actual popularity might be around 25%. I mean, hell, how much lower can it possibly go at this point? So, I mean, then he almost has a whole country wishing, the people who didn't vote for him are like, I can't believe he's president, and the ones who vote for him are probably wishing they never did. And it's like, holy mackerel, this guy's actually is worse than Trump. And, and to the contrary, everything he said, and Kamala Harris is worse. So I think and not just him, but it's a repudiation not only of his administration, but the entire Democratic organization. And that's why he's losing so much. A lot of the more thinking Democrats are he's losing their support because they're like, I can't support this guy. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And unfortunately, the whole country knows he doesn't know what he's doing. And nobody has any confidence. That's a better word. Nobody has any confidence in this administration. And you see it. And you could see by what's going on even on the international stage. Russia's massing troops, and I don't want to get off topic, but yeah, Russia doing their thing. China's still saber-riding into Taiwan. The North Koreans are now back to shooting missiles. I mean, what does that tell you? So, it's going to be a scary 3 years because he's still going to be there. Congress and the Senate, we could hopefully stymie things that would actually hurt the country even more. But on certain things that we rely on administration to do, like protect our borders and do things, take the lead on international things and on our energy policy to bring down inflation and things like that, we're still hoping for something that we're still praying for a miracle, basically. Taking over the Congress, that'll help. Taking over the Senate, that'll help. But there's still more that needs to be done.
John Kovacs joining us. We're going to talk about something that is a center point of his campaign, and that is voter integrity. The integrity of the vote. And it's very much a part of the campaign of John Kovacs. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, coming up on 132 as we check things out on area freeways right now. Looks like you're moving along in most areas, but the big exception is Interstate 515 through that construction zone, which, by the way, will continue throughout the course of 2022. On Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. You can see where they're working on it there from our traffic cams. You'll witness it as you try to work your way through there because it's bumper to bumper, and that will continue to be the norm for the next several months. Also, lane restrictions on Nellis Boulevard, both directions. That's between Tropicana and Craig. Those 24/7 delays through June.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
The Raiders getting ready for their game against Cincinnati coming up on Saturday. Tight end Darren Waller with his knee issue and running back Josh Jacobs with a rib issue continue to be limited in practice. You would think that each player would be available for that game. Defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins dealing with a back and a knee issue. He did not practice yesterday. Quarterback Casey Hayward with an ankle issue. He remains limited in practice, while safety Trevon Mooring, he is dealing with a shoulder issue, and he did return to full practice yesterday.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% US-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Final segment with John Kovacs, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. John, I know one of the things that has been very much at the center of your campaign is election integrity. Can you talk a little bit? I know you're coming out with something tomorrow. Maybe you can give us a sneak peek of what to expect on your website tomorrow. Can you talk a little bit about voter integrity and why it's so vitally important?
Absolutely. During the 2020 election, everybody saw the calamity that happened, and especially with the universal mail-in balloting, ballot harvesting. I'm talking of Nevada, but again, in every state, a lot of the balloting initiatives or traditional balloting, as we had become known to vote, were all cast aside because of COVID-19. A new set of rules were implemented, a new way of doing things, and it really led to what people saw with their own eyes, quite frankly, on TV and everywhere else, was a breakdown and a lack of confidence and a lack of credibility in our voting. So just going with the universe, sending ballots to everybody, one address with multiple last names, all getting different ballots. I mean, but yet the one address only can have one person in it, but they're not purging the voting rolls or anything like that. So, in effect, you get one guy, you get seven ballots, and it's easy on his honor system. He's only going to do the one that he's only going to mount do the one that's labeled to him and not do the others. And I mean, we saw that wasn't really quite the case. And then there was no chain of custody. The thing, you know, the ballots would get mailed back. Nobody was checking signatures. And then all of a sudden, right away, they would get removed. The ballots would get removed from the envelopes. The envelopes would get cast aside, never to be found. And all you had was a marked ballot. In some districts, or some precincts, rather, you had more people voting than you had registered voters. So it led to a lot of questioned, and it led to a lot of disgust. And we were getting all kinds of, people were voicing their concern. Hey, What are you going to do to protect our vote? What are you going to do? And then we came up and said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do something about this. We came up with the Election Integrity Center on our website. And what that does is a couple things. Those people that you saw wheeling out those ballots, because they're going to do universal mail-in balloting during the primary and also during the general election. But you could be those people. You could be one of those people on that floor. Go to our Election Integrity Center. You could. There's an application. You could be on the mail counting board, and you fill out the application, and then you could be that person on the floor. You don't have to be watching it from the TV saying, I know that person. So you could be that guy or that woman. And poll worker application, it's on there. You could be that. And then in addition to that, we have all kinds of information that you need to know about the Nevada election laws. Nevada election law provisions, adopt the poll, mail-in ballot request form, and then you have a couple other things that really, I mean, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, election went into an agreement with the Democrats in 1982, and it lasted for 40 years, and that kind of, like, stymied our ability to kind of really watch what the Democrats were doing, because what they did to kind of tilt the playing field in their favor wasn't done all at once. It was done incrementally, and the Republicans had no really, they were barred by a consent decree, which, by the way, is no longer in effect. So now we have a chance to kind of correct some of those things. But we definitely need the help of the general public, because a candidate can't be on the counting board. I can't be on the floor counting the ballots. But we need the general public, who are concerned citizens, who said, I don't want my election getting stolen. I'm going to go to the Election Integrity Center. It's a gold button. Press the gold button. That's the application. Then you want to be a poll worker? And they're paying like almost $200 a day. So you could be a poll worker. And you press the button, get the application, and then you get the job. You know, you're now part of the process. You're not sitting on the outside looking in. Now you become part of the process. And the other thing we're giving you all different types of mail-in and voting information, like when it goes out, when the military ballots are sent out, when the out-of-state ballots are sent out, in-state ballots are sent out, when the return ballots have to become, you know, when the ballots have to be returned and postmarked dated. So you know all these dates. and all these different way more information than you ever did. And you'll be able to now empower yourself and make sure that your vote and the vote of other people are not disenfranchised by people who, quite frankly, maybe shouldn't be voting.
And that'll all be up on the website by Friday?
All up on the website by Friday.
In fact,
we have Election Integrity Center. You go to my website, kovacstocongress.com. Should be a little button, and it goes there. We hope to, Friday, Monday, something like that, it'll be up there, because I'm actually looking at the webpage as I speak to you. It's all right there. Like I said, we put a lot of effort into it because we know this is something that the voters wanted. And it's just something that we felt very strongly about, and we heard the voters and we responded. And you're going to find out that this is going to be a tremendous asset in this upcoming 2022 election cycle.
Hey, John, always good to visit with you. If folks want to know more about you, about your campaign, where do they go?
They go to kovacsforcongress.com. That's my website, kovacsforcongress.com, my website. And you can also go to my Facebook page, John Kovacs for Congress. And we have a very, very prolific and YouTube channel. We have over 50 different videos and things on that. You could go and look and learn about every aspect. And we're going to be supplementing that with some additional things coming up in the next month or so. So look for all that. We're doing a lot of good things. There's a lot of big things happening in our campaign. We are probably one of the most active campaigns on social media. And it shows. I mean, we have a lot of people, a lot of interest.
It's going to be interesting. We're going to be sprinting to the finish line, I think, on this race. I really honestly do believe it. John, always good to visit with you. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Be safe out there on the campaign trail, okay?
Thank you very much. Take care.
There you go. John Kovacs, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial. Coming up, a lot more about what's going on Capitol Hill and the president going for lunch and having his lunch fed to him, essentially, by Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. And he's now saying that it looks like they may not be able to get a lot of the stuff done, the filibuster, voting rights, the John Lewis Act, all of that may not get done, even though the president promised folks on the left that he'd get it done. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Las Vegas Aesthetics. Not only is this one of the fastest growing medical spas in all of Vegas, but patients from over 20 countries fly in to be treated here. That is amazing. They offer everything you need to help you look and feel your youngest. Tom Polisi, the owner, is a presidential-level master injector with thousands of happy Botox, Dysport, Restylane, and Juvederm patients. Las Vegas Aesthetics also specializes in the most advanced PRP procedures, light years ahead of the competitors. Vampire facelift, PRP hair restoration, O-shot for women, P-shot for ED for men. These are revolutionary sexual rejuvenation procedures. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics today and get 10% to 50% off any of our state-of-the-art treatments. As an added bonus, every P-shot patient we'll get one free Shockwave Gainswave treatment. That's a $500 value free. Call 702-664-1300. That's 702-664-1300. Or go to lvamedspa.com. That's lvamedspa.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This has been a busy breaking news day on Live and Local. Kevin Wall with you. For those of you wondering, I did test positive. I am broadcasting from my home studio. And simply put, I've got it, but I feel great. I have no adverse effects. And in fact, I've gotten better as the week has gone on. I began Monday feeling pretty lousy. And Tuesday, I felt a little better. Yesterday, I felt a little better. And I feel perfect right now. I feel absolutely amazing. And that's, you know, I'm going to give them the 5 days and then move on. So just so you know, I'm feeling great, operating out of the home studio, so I'm not infecting anybody, feeling really, really good, believe it or not. Joining us now is gentleman Jim Dallas. We were going to take you live to Steve Sisolak, and we did for a couple of minutes just to see what he was talking about. Supposedly a major announcement involving COVID testing, and there just wasn't a lot of there, so we cut away. There was just no news. We've had Jim Dallas essentially monitoring what's going on. What came out of that big news conference?
Well, the meat and potatoes of that, Kevin, is the governor has announced that he has ordered about 500,000 take-home COVID-19 test kits. They're on order, and the thing about this is it's going to take a few weeks to get here, he says, but by the end of the month we should be getting those. But I got to tell you, I went to the grocery store last night. They didn't have my breakfast cereal. It was a whole section where the cereal was just gone. The shelves were bare. There was a bread section where there wasn't a lot of bread. We're starting to see this because people, they had been laid off or or they're sick and they're staying home, and there's a real supply chain issue. This is not just us talking on the radio. This is really happening, and we're seeing it in our everyday lives. So there's a short story, Kevin. There's an entrepreneurial spirit that still lives in a lot of Americans, and there is a DJ here at one of our sister stations at Kemp Broadcasting that I heard through the grapevine that several weeks ago decided to get ahead of this and ordered a couple of dozen of the test kits, and he has gone down to the test sites where people are waiting in long lines and asking them if they would like to purchase one of his COVID-19 test kits. Now, I don't know how much he's charging for it, but you know he's making a profit, and the people are going, well, geez, I've been in line for an hour. I don't mind paying $25 for a $10 item or whatever it is. So, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit will always be in true Americans, I think.
I think that's a great idea. You and I have debated on air and off air for a long time. I am fully vaccinated. You are not. And that is your choice. Mm-hmm. Even though I've had, the vaccines.
Yes.
You know, the Pfizer's, both shots. And the booster, which is essentially another Pfizer shot. And yet I was diagnosed this morning. I tested positive. And it does beg the question, well, then why are we taking all these vaccines? Would I not have been better to do what Jim Dallas did and not taking any of the vaccines? I could have ended up in the same place, positive.
And that's the thing. I mean, now who's to say that I don't get it later on? I had it in 2020 in June of that year when it initially came out. I've been, at least over the past 6 months or so, I've been taking the vitamin D3, the vitamin C. I do take a multivitamin in addition to that. So I'm trying to boost the immunity as much as possible through fairly natural sources. And again, the governor in his speech earlier is urging people to go out and not only get the shots, but get the booster too. So I just don't get it. When are they going to admit that the shots are not working? When?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what the president, now that they have the vaccine mandates have been stopped by the U.S. Supreme Court. As I say, this is the breaking news day that we'll talk more about a little bit later on, but it's absolutely bizarre what's going on, and we'll talk more about that as we go along. I got to get a break in, so stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe.
We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner and Rope is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political